Welcome to Your Inner CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Smith. If you are a success-driven woman who desires more freedom in your life, you are in the right place. As a former C-suite executive in corporate America turned successful entrepreneur and network marketing leader, I am passionate about helping other success-driven women design lives they are obsessed with. This is the place where you can learn to have it all. We're going to cover all things here like leadership, money, influence, mindset, and so much more. It's time to channel your inner CEO. Let me show you how. Hello, hello, friend. Welcome back to another episode of Your Inner CEO. I hope you are having the best day, night, week, wherever you may be as you are listening to this episode. I am just so appreciative and grateful that you are here. So it is actually a Monday that I am recording this, and I find that I record a lot of my episodes on Fridays because I like to reflect and kind of, I always reflect after every week. I like to see what I accomplished that week, what I got done, and then also, you know, kind of tying up loose ends at the same time. So today I'm actually obviously recording it on a Monday, like I said, and Monday's my favorite day of the week. And you might think that's crazy, but it didn't used to be. I used to hate Mondays, but now I love Mondays. It's my favorite day of the week. It's like a fresh start, new week, curiosity. I always walk into a new week wondering, what am I going to accomplish this week? What's going to happen? I just love it. It just feels like refreshing and a fresh start. And so what I wanted to talk about today is how to massively change your life. And I know that sounds serious, like a dramatic kind of statement, but I think if you're listening to this, you want to see some sort of change in your life, whether that be mindset, financial, time. You want more freedom around your time, so you want something to change with your time constraints. Maybe you want to add a side hustle. Maybe you just started a side hustle. But my guess is you want something to change in your life, and maybe you don't know how to get there. And so I want to be able to help facilitate and give you any kind of advice that I have to help you get there, because that is what I am all about. I love lifting up other people to get them to where they want to go. It just totally lights me up. So when we're talking about how to massively change your life, I want to talk about how to get in touch with your inner CEO, because I believe we all have one within us. And many of us at one time or another in our life, we've wanted a change. Maybe that was going to the gym, getting healthier, making more money. And maybe we always put it off like, oh yeah, I'm going to get healthier and start going to the gym starting Monday. I mean, I was always the Monday girl. Truly, or I'll look into that side gig, side hustle someday. Like now is not a good time, but I'll do it someday. And someday kind of never rolls around. I mean, someday isn't even land within the week. We don't have a someday every week. We've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So at some point in our life, we've all wanted a change. And why do we want a change? Well, that's simple. We want to change because we have the desire to want something different. We maybe follow somebody on social media and we want their life. We want what they have. There is desire there. We want it, right? And then maybe some of us even go as far as making the decision to take that leap of faith and decide to do something to get what we want. So when we decided to do something to get what we want, after we've had the desire, some of us don't actually find the results after we've decided. And some of us might be like, what the heck? I want it. I even chose to sign up for it. Why am I not seeing the results? Why is the change not happening? Well, I've realized through my own experience, my own emotional mastery journey, my own personal development journey, and within my own career of being my own boss, I've learned that, and also so many people that I've helped mentor and coach as well, I've learned that having desire and even making the decision to go for something is just not enough. Furthermore, let me give you this example. So say there are 5 frogs on a log. 4 of them decide to jump off. How many frogs are left on the log? The answer is 5, because deciding to do something is simply not enough. Is that not eye-opening? Because we can decide to go to the gym. We sign up for the gym membership. If you don't go, if you don't take action, you ain't gonna get that six-pack, right? You can sign up and join a network marketing company and maybe even go to your first call. But just because you did that does not mean you're gonna get results. The missing piece, this is where things will drastically change. The missing piece is taking action. Relentless, consistent action. Now you might be saying, okay, yeah, I know all of this, but it's hard. Like, why is it so hard? And if you're thinking that way, I welcome that, because I actually thought the same way at first. Well, if I can walk you through kind of the way our brain works, it might help paint a better picture for you and might help you understand it better. So the way our brains work, if you can think about sports, in every sport, there's a defense and there's an offense. We are naturally living in a state of defense. And I'm not saying we're defensive people. I am not saying anything like that. I'm just saying that we know our role. We know our line, our spot in life, and we don't typically veer from it, because when we veer from it, our brain goes, hello, uncertainty. We have not been here before. Like, saber-toothed tiger is going to come out of nowhere and kill us. Stay away. Our brain trains us and protects us, I should say. It doesn't train us. Our brain protects us from going outside of our lane. And we got to love our brain for that. I mean, that's what's kept us safe for freaking centuries. But present day, when you're trying to break into the possibility from living in the probable of what your life has been so far, the brain doesn't know how to operate. So we walk around just completely defensive, living in our own little bubble. We know exactly where we stand and we don't veer from that. It isn't until you change to the offense and learn that you got to keep your brain really dialed into what is possible for you, and you're rewriting brand new pathways in your brain. And this is like scientific stuff. It's pretty fascinating. You can completely look it up. But I find it to be so fascinating, because when you switch to offense, you actually can't do it on your own. So maybe you've tried this. And if you've tried this, I want to sincerely like give you some kudos and accolades and pat you on the back, because trying to do this on your own is incredibly brave, courageous, and I just respect your relentlessness and resilience. However, to be on the offense and rewrite new pathways in your brain to get where you want to go does take skill. It basically takes willing to show up and be scared as you're showing up, and being okay to start before you're ready, and then be willing to stay with it. And a lot of us are not wired to do that on our own. So if you've been trying to do that on your own, I want to pat you on the back. That's incredible. But that's where like having a support system in place, a mentor, or even investing yourself with a business coach is going to be crucial, because we can't do it. Our brain's going to talk us out of it every chance we can. And people who aren't on the same level or trajectory or have the same vision of life that you do are going to try to derail you. And it's too hard to do it on your own. And that's kind of where you can get in touch with your inner CEO and realize, okay, this is real. There's been something that's been pulling at me to go and switch things up, change my life, go after that goal. And now I just need to have the support system in place. And then you can find the support system. That's actually super easy. Go to anybody you know who's doing what you're doing and ask them if they'd be willing to just let you pick their brain. So you want to absorb every single thing that they tell you, and then you got to implement it, right? So like, learning is not enough. You have got to then implement it. You've got to then take that action. So we need to get over the idea, or get honest with ourselves, that having desire and deciding we're going to do something is just not enough. And where I think we get stuck is we think it's just simple, because we're on social media, we see people that have things that we want, and so we desire it, and then maybe we even drum up enough courage to decide to go for it. But when it doesn't work out, we then completely blame other people, or we blame the industry, or we then maybe completely shame ourselves, which is totally not fair either. That's why I hope you know you're always going to get real honest talk with me on this podcast, because I'm a straight shooter. You're going to really get to know me on that front. I'm very direct. I've been told I've been direct my whole life, but I always try to deliver everything very nicely. But we got to be honest with ourselves. If we're not getting, even if we have the desire and we've decided and we're not getting the results, we have to also like evaluate, okay, where are we falling short? What's working well and what's not working? Oh, I only show up to calls and I don't take any action. Okay, that's not going to work. Or, oh, I go into the gym and I only use the hot tub. I'm not going to get my six pack. You know what I mean? So social media can really be difficult. It cannot be our friend. I mean, it can be our friend to help inspire us in some ways, but if that inspiration is only like a flash in the pan where you just want like immediate gratification, having something, building something that's going to change your life, whether that be your health and fitness or whether that be your financial circumstances, it's going to take time and it's going to take relentless action. And I also want you to think, like, with the action, you got to be okay falling on your face. Like, real talk. I've done it plenty of times and I'm still breathing to tell a story today. So stories, I should say, repeatedly. But get this, I don't like go to bed worrying about any of them. It's kind of just like, you know, they always say people who are not at your level, they're going to try to tear you down and maybe make fun of you and talk behind your back. But people who are doing the same thing you're doing, there is just mad respect for one another. That's what I've seen. I respect anybody I see on social media hustling nonstop, like never giving up. And people who are where you want to be, who maybe if you want to say they're above you, quote unquote, they're always trying to pull people up. That's what I love about being your own boss, you know, being a CEO in some part of your life where you'll then eventually do that for other people. Because when you can make a transformation and help other people make the same transformation, it's just amazing. It's such, it gives me life. It's life-giving. It's just really cool because it's, people don't know how to get there. And when someone's willing to help them and not like charge an arm and a leg or charge at all, like there's so many people who have helped me haven't had to pay a single dollar to. But I also, I'm all about investing in yourself. So I have paid for coaches and all that, but it's just life-giving to help people rise up. But say you fail and you fall on your face and the world comes crashing down. In that moment, I just want you to know you got to be prepared for it. And I also want you to know people aren't going to remember it 2 days later, especially if it's on social media. Like people are like, squirrel, squirrel, like every freaking 7 seconds. So no one's going to remember it. Keep going. And I also encourage you to check your ego a little bit, because when we get so worried that people are talking about us, oftentimes they're not talking about us nearly as much as we think they are. So to recap, we know that we need desire to change our life massively. We know that we then need to make a decision and then go for it. But then the missing piece where so many people forget or miss out is they need to take action. And that is where the magic truly happens. So how I want to end this podcast episode today is I want you to just check in with yourself. And I want you to ask yourself, have you been saying yes to things and then not showing up for them? Or maybe is there a pattern that you need to break in order to truly be in line with your inner CEO and get closer to the life that you want? Those would be good questions to meditate on, journal, think about, and you might find some interesting things. You might get real honest with yourself. Maybe you don't find anything, or maybe you find a boatload of stuff, but it's just a good exercise to start. And then I do encourage you to take the next step and like reach out and ask someone if they'd be willing to have a quick call with you and letting you pick their brain because you want to do what they've done. People just love that. All right. Well, that wraps up this episode. I am so grateful for your time and I will see you on the next episode. Have a good day. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening. If you're looking for a new crew of other like-minded women entrepreneurs and business professionals to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community on Facebook called The Freedom Society. If you're loving this podcast, you'll love the group even more. So if you're looking to really have it all, meet me on over at The Freedom Society Facebook group. See you on the inside.